In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I once told you before, I grew up in a tiny town in the middle part of South Carolina called St. Matthews. Today it has less than 2,000 people, though it had 3,000 when I was growing up. And to get there, you have to go through these farms, and nothing but farms all around. My friend from New Jersey about lost his mind when I took him home one time. He's just too many. He grew up in the city part of New Jersey. And you know, there, it's interesting, you kind of learn from the people around there. And my father also, he grew up on a farm. He himself had to do the farm work. So I got to learn a little bit about how that goes. Now, one thing that came from the fact that I grew up in St. Matthews, when I say the word soil, it sometimes comes out as soul. So just forgive me on that. It betrays where I came from. But you don't have to be a farmer to appreciate what Jesus is saying in this parable today to understand it. Now, this gospel that we've just heard is ultimately not about the different kinds of soil. They play an important part, and we're going to talk about that. But it's finally, and it's ultimately, what it's about is the extravagance of the one who is sowing. Because any normal person planting seed would be much more careful. You wouldn't throw precious seed onto the highway or to the street, knowing that nothing's going to happen there. You wouldn't waste it on rocky ground or toss it into a bunch of bushes. None of you would do that with your vegetable gardens or whatever. Instead, our sower scatters everywhere. Why? Because this is an image of how God loves. God doesn't parcel out his grace and mercy in a miserly fashion. He doesn't reserve his word only for those whom are deemed to deserve it. He throws it around lavishly and generously and even recklessly. The saints hear the gospel, and the sinners hear the gospel too. The indifferent hear the same good news, and the skeptical are hearing it too. Every single one of us is showered with the seed of God's word. So our question then is not whether God is speaking. He is. He's all over the place. The question is now, what kind of soil am I? Am I how I can receive this word, this love that he is throwing out? Now, the truth is every human heart contains all four types of this soil. They are parts of our lives. There are parts of our lives that can become and are like a hard path, right? Like the sidewalk, if you will. Maybe certain words or teachings of Christ and his church never penetrate our hearts. We won't allow it. The seed simply bounces off. We refuse to hear it. We have a hard heart. Maybe sometimes we're rocky, and rocky places too, and all of us, we have them. Maybe we experience a retreat. We might experience a really powerful homily or something like that, and we make this beautiful resolution. I'm going to do this better now, full of enthusiasm. But then Monday comes, and like those seeds that sprouted on the rocks, there's no roots, right? Monday comes, there's a difficult coworker, there's a family crisis, conflict happening, an unexpected illness, something happens, and suddenly the enthusiasm disappears like a fragile little bubble of soap because the roots were never allowed to go deep. And then there are thorns sometimes, right? Now, Jesus names these specifically. He said, it is worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. That's what he says the thorns are. Notice he doesn't say that they're evil things. We recognize evil things. Those are not the things choking the word out. It's worldly anxiety. And worry can occupy so much of our times and minds and hearts that we have only a little room left over for trust in God. And it's the same for that for the lure of riches, that desire for comfort or success or possessions or recognition. These things slowly crowd out the life of grace. The thorns don't kill the plant, overnight at least. They simply keep it from bearing fruit. They keep it from flourishing, starving it from light and nutrients. So we always feel like something's missing, something's off in life. And then we become weak in faith. But finally, there is the rich soil. This is the heart that not only hears the word, but allows it to take root fully, to change our priorities completely, to shape our decisions and our words, and to allow it to bear fruit in our daily life. Now, the power for all of this is already present in the seed. Keep in mind, the seed hasn't changed. The seed has the same potential for every single place. It's just the soil that's different. The Word of God has an astonishing vitality. Think about how a tiny acorn can eventually become a massive oak tree. You know, the angel oak started with something this big, right? In the same way, a single word from Christ, if welcomed deeply, can transform our entire life. So the problem is never with the seed. The problem is what prevents it from growing. So perhaps growing in grace, growing in our relationship with Christ, is more about removing obstacles, breaking up hardened ground, pulling up the weeds, and digging in behind the rocks. So this week's challenge for you and me is very simple. Each day this week, let's challenge ourselves to spend, at the end of the day, just 5 quiet minutes asking ourselves this one question. What kind of soil was my heart today? Was my heart hardened by pride or resentment or whatever? Was I shallow, enthusiastic in prayer, but unwilling to persevere when life became difficult? Or maybe worries and distractions and endless scrolling, all of that, pursuit of worldly things choked out God's voice? Or did I truly make room for his word? So then, after that, we can identify one rock, one thorn, and give it a name that we can remove this week with God's help. Maybe it's 10 minutes less on your phone, and just 10, right? It's not a lot. And then put that 10 minutes more with scripture and silence. Maybe it's letting go of a grudge, something we've been holding on to for dear life. God is still casting out good seed every day, and he's doing it lavishly. Every mass, every page of scripture, every moment of prayer is another handful of seed falling upon our hearts. The miracle is that when even one corner of our hearts becomes rich soil, his grace can produce a harvest beyond anything that we could have thought to ask for or imagine. 30, 60, 100-fold. Ask the Lord today, not for more seed, but for better soil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.